Techies are amped. The new iPhone is coming.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From APM American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill, and for Jeremy Hobson. Jeremy will be back tomorrow and broadcasting from London for the rest of the week. Later today, Apple is holding a press event to unveil its new iPhone and possibly bid farewell to the iPod. It's the first big product announcement at the company since Steve Jobs stepped down as CEO because of his health. Marketplace's Steve Hinn joins us now from Silicon Valley. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
So what should we expect today?
Well, the one thing that we know for sure is this product announcement will be the first at Apple for a long time where Steve Jobs is not the CEO. And comparison between Jobs and the man who's taking his place, Tim Cook, are going to be inevitable. You know, Cook is widely respected, but he's never really had the swagger or style that many associate with Jobs. And it's kind of interesting. Apple's holding this event in a smaller location than it's held similar events at in the past, and it's not streaming it online.
That's interesting. So we know for sure Tim Cook is in charge. We know this may be a lower key event. What do we know about the phone, at least in rumor land?
Well, there are tons of rumors, as is always the case before an Apple product announcement. But the one I like the best, and which I actually think may be the most likely, is about something that will be kind of like a virtual personal assistant. The idea is that instead of typing or touching your phone to communicate with it, you'll just be able to talk with it and ask it for what you want.
How is that different from the way my Android works right now? I have speech recognition. I can ask it to look things up for me.
Well, your Android phone is just decoding the words you say and then dropping them into a Google search box. This is trying to actually understand what you mean and what you're looking for, almost like IBM's Watson computer.
That's very interesting. I wanted to ask about one other business rumor before I let you go. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Sprint has cut a huge deal with Apple for these iPhones.
The Journal is reporting that Sprint has promised to buy 30 million iPhones,
wow,
which costs somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 billion. So this is a huge deal for Sprint, which has been desperate to get the iPhone for a long time. But it really could be betting the company here. You know, it's important to remember Sprint is only valued at $8 billion right now.
Marketplace's Steve Hinn, thanks so much.
Sure thing.
Now let's do the numbers. Asian markets are down again today, Europe too. Here in the U.S., the Dow fell nearly 2.5 percentage points yesterday, finishing at 10,655. There's news out today that mortgage giant Fannie Mae knew about robo-signing of mortgages as far back as 2003, far before the housing market collapse. And the White House has sent three new trade agreements to Congress. House Speaker John Boehner expects the deals with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama could be finalized in the next couple of weeks.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. By Mass Mutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best, the Knowledge Effect.
What's wrong with government policy in this country? It can be easy to point fingers and pick scapegoats. The Occupy Wall Street protesters blame the influence of Wall Street bigwigs. Politicians go after and snipe at each other. But according to a new book by Harvard professor Lawrence Lessig, the problem is much more universal. It's all about the far-reaching role of money in Washington. Lessig is the author of the new book, Republic Lost: How Money Corrupts Congress and a Plan to Stop It. Professor Lessig, good morning.
Good morning.
So you write in the introduction to your book that our government is an embarrassment. Why?
I think that people on the left and people on the right have a feeling that government doesn't function the way it was intended to function. It was designed by our framers to be responsive or dependent upon the people alone. But I think that regardless of whether you're a Republican watching a Republican government or a Democrat watching a Democrat government, you have the feeling that the government's actually tracking or worried more about somebody else, the funders, rather than the people.
And what is the role that money plays in government today?
I think its primary role is not the historical form of corruption, the kind of quid pro quo, Rob Blagojevich kind of corruption. I think that corruption's gone. I think the role it plays now is a kind of in plain sight corruption. I work very hard in the book to insist I don't think these members of Congress are evil. They come to Washington for the right reasons, wanting to do something that's good from their perspective, but then they find themselves inside a system which is constantly bending them in a direction that at certain moments in their life they wake up and say, this is not who I wanted to be. This is not the job I wanted to undertake. We need to build a system where people have a reason to trust the system. And right now, as 75% of Americans believe, money buys results in Congress. And that's the corrupting attitude that I think this Congress faces.
Have we as a country learned our lesson from the 2008 financial crisis?
No. The financial crisis should have produced a pretty radical change, but an extraordinary number of lobbyists invaded Washington and succeeded in blocking any of the fundamental reforms that were needed, so that we are just as unsafe in our financial system today as we were before 2008. And that is a direct product of a government that can't be independent enough to change regulations of Wall Street because they are so deeply dependent upon funding from Wall Street banks and Wall Street hedge funds that make it so that they can't do the right thing.
Lawrence Lessig is the author of the new book, Republic Lost: How Money Corrupts Congress and a Plan to Stop It. Professor Lessig, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And finally, all those snack and coffee breaks add up. According to Forbes, a new study from the office supply store Staples finds that half of us leave the office at least once a day to get our caffeine and calorie fix. Some folks trek out 5 times a day. Whoa, that's a whole lot of coffee. All told, Staples estimates those snack breaks eat up 2.4 billion hours of work time each year. Lost productivity, sure, but I have to say I get my very best work done with a little sugar and a whole lot of caffeine. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill, in for Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
We talk a lot about how bad things are in today's economy. Jobs, wages, you know the drill. But when it comes to crime, at least, things used to be a lot worse.
In tribal societies, an average of about 15% of people met their ends through violence. In the 20th century, you get to about 3%.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Freakonomics Radio. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.